We were talking about bull down at the store the other day, and I think I mentioned the old man who wanted it called a surly.
Yeah.
Also, terms that are common are top cow and gentleman cow and things like this, and trying to get around the term bull, I get into all sorts of complications. If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you'd say he.
Resembles.
And if a man and his wife have 10 grown children, you'd say they've done what to these children?
Raise them.
If you wanted to take a baby out, what would you put him in? Let's say you want to take him around the block.
Baby carriage.
And what would you do to him then?
Push him in the baby carriage.
If you had a sister, her son would be your.
Nephew.
And what would you call a child with no living parents? Orphan, or
Orphan.
would this? How about just one parent living? Any special term for that?
I don't know of any.
If an orphan has to be, well, someone is appointed by the court to protect the orphan. That person is called a.
Well, the orphan would be a ward of guardian.
A girl's father and aunts and cousins and people like that, you say, are the girl's.
Relatives.
Any special term for a grown male person? If someone comes into the store and you're telling Barbara about it, you say this.
Man or gentleman?
How about old boy? Is that term at all common around here?
Yes, it is.
The old boy came up and.
Yeah, very much so.
What?
Old boy.
This seems to be a very common term down in the Southwest.
It is here too.
Just old boy.
A lot of people use that.
Let's see, women's names here. George Washington's wife was,
Martha.
and the mother of Jesus was,
Mary.
and the old song, "Oh my darling, gray."
Clementine.
How about the one, "My darling, gray"? They have.
Nellie Gray.
If a boy is named William, what's he probably called when he's a little fella?
Bill or Billy.
Is Ralph a common name around here?
Ralph. Not very.
How about Matthew?
Matthew.
Is that ever pronounced Matthew?
Not to my knowledge.
We were talking about a family name, Cooper.
Cooper.
If you're going to introduce me to the woman, how would you introduce me?
This is Mrs. Cooper.
If you were going to introduce me to the pastor of your church, how would you introduce me?
This is my minister, Reverend Bill Allen.
Any special term for a part-time preacher who just preaches in his spare time?
A lay preacher.
How about a part-time carpenter?
I suppose you'd call a lay carpenter.
Is the term jackleg at all common?
No. I've heard it, but it isn't used much around here. I'd call her Jake Leg.
Jake leg.
Yeah. Sometimes I call lawyers that. I don't know why. It sounds like he's got a hurt leg.
A Jake leg. Yeah, and I have had Jack lag too.
Is that
Jack
right?
lag. But then, of course, this is the lag.
Yeah.
I hurt my lag. Your mother's sister would be.
My aunt.
My mother's sister would be.
Your aunt.
And if my father had a brother named William, he would be my.
Your Uncle Bill.
Or if we were being formal,
Uncle William.